Sexual healing.
Oh, we're getting Marvin Gaye today. We're talking about sexual healing. So here's the thing. Sex can be a lot of different things. It can be horny, lustful, porn-esque fucking. And that's great. That's a lot of fun. But it can be a lot more than that as well. It can be a very healing and yogic type of practice, you know, tantric practice. During sex, a charge of energy is built. Sexual attraction is built on yin and yang, opposites coming together, merging, and this opens a portal to a third force, a neutral force that transcends polarity and brings us into a state of deep connectedness, oneness, you could say. But this process is completely unconscious for most people. Porn programs us to only focus on the most animalistic, the most lustful aspects of sex. Just being incredibly obsessed with like watching the penis go in and out and then ejaculating. And again, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's a very limited experience of what sex can be. For most men, sex is simply a way to release tension. Basically like this elaborate, over-obsessive way to simply release tension from your body and mind. That's all it is for a lot of men. And again, there's nothing inherently wrong with this, but the thing is that it tends to drain you over time. You always want more. You often never feel fulfilled by this type of sex. You just want more and more. And eventually, when this is your only sexual experience, you tend to lose interest in this person, especially in a long-term relationship. When it's just built on this animalistic level of physical attraction, it dries up eventually. If you're enjoying the content, please subscribe to my channel and make sure you get my free ejaculation control course. Back to the video. So for me personally, there was a time in my life when I was really stuck in sex as just this animalistic, lustful, chasing this thing that was very elusive because it's over so quickly for a lot of men. You ejaculate, it's gone, you want more, but you can't have more until you recover. It becomes this downward spiral. And some part of me always felt that sex could be so much more, that the pleasure, the orgasmic experience of sex could really be sustained, it could be drawn out, intensified in a more fulfilling way that didn't just leave me kind of disappointed and wanting more at the end. And that is exactly what you're going to learn in this video, a way to do that. So we could say this sexual kung fu process of sex and sexual healing, it's an exchange of sexual energy. And an oversimplified way to explain like the process of it step by step is first, you activate the charge. Two partners come together, you activate your sexual charge, which means you become aroused. Now, of course, that is a whole art in itself. You know, it's not as simple as, okay, I'm on, let's go, baby. Doesn't work like that for most people, except for, you know, initial exciting physical honeymoon attraction phase. But basically, you activate your arousal and then you unite together, you connect physically to further build up this sexual charge, build up this sexual energy, this aroused, amazing power that our sexual energy is. And then instead of just releasing that charge mindlessly, like most men do during sex, you circulate that charge, you bring it to different areas of the body. Most people are only having a genital experience of sex. Well, this becomes a full body experience and it generates energy instead of losing it. Now, everything I'm gonna say in this video can certainly apply to masturbation, to self-pleasure as well, but inevitably, it's more powerful with a partner. Our bodies were designed to connect with other humans. There's that A Love Bizarre song by Prince and Sheila E. And one of the lines is, a body that's built for two. And it's very fitting here. Our bodies were built to connect with others. And to me, sex is this technology that allows us to build this incredible energy, heal ourselves with it. And we've become very disconnected from that as a people, I feel. From the porn conditioning, most people have been programmed to have a very destructive relationship with sex that destroys their lives, it destroys their relationships, and leaves them unfulfilled addicts, essentially. It may seem like a bit of an exaggeration, but ultimately, it's not that untrue. The good news is you can change that. You can turn sex into a firepower, a superpower that will drive you to be more artistic, more driven, more healthy, more radiant, more confident, more abundant, more whatever you want. You can increase by harnessing this sexual energy. An important thing here is do not ejaculate as a man at the end of sex, at least not every time. If this is like a brand new concept to you, watch some of my videos on non-ejaculatory orgasms and having sex without ejaculating to better understand this. But basically, you want to not ejaculate during sex at least more times than you are ejaculating, or else you just lose that charge at the end. So different sexual positions affect the quality of the exchange of energy and will cause the energy to be favored or to be more saturated in different areas of the body. If you simply think of the body as an electrical circuit, this is the ancient Eastern philosophy that our body is basically this electrical circuit, electrical information, chi, life force circulating, which further crystallizes down to form the physical body, which is based around this construct of an energetic matrix, then it gives us a simple model to work with in that, oh, we're just bringing the charge to different areas of the circuit, different pathways, different circuits that this energy can move. And your sexual energy is like 1,000 volt energy moving through this pathways. And so basically, whatever area of the body is more open and exposed during sex tends to be the area of the body that energy is going to be brought into. That's the most simplified explanation. I'm gonna get more in depth into this and talk about specific sexual positions, different organs that they can help you to work with, different parts of the body you can really charge up and heal with sexual energy. But that's the most simplified thing. Whatever's more open and exposed, that's where the energy goes. Maybe you're using your imagination right now to imagine what your favorite sexual position is doing for you right now. Maybe you're a doggy kind of guy. Maybe you're a wheelbarrow man. Look that one up. Maybe you just like a good old missionary. The good news is you're now going to learn how you can intensify the quality of exchange and the energy moving into these different areas of the body based on sexual positions and some other things as well. And one other thing I want to share right here, just because I find it very interesting, is that in ancient China, there was a branch of internal medicine, which was known as basically medical sexology, where a doctor practicing this would prescribe different sexual positions for the couple to use. For example, if the man had bad kidneys, here, use this position, this many repetitions of lovemaking thrusts, 3 times a day, but don't ejaculate at the end. So you get a sexual prescription. And so that's kind of the vibe we're riding here, is that if you know you have like a weak organ, you have some kind of ailment in a certain area of the body, you can focus on bringing sexual energy into that body. You and your partner can use this together to really create an amazing healing experience of sex. Okay, I'm gonna get into the positions. So I'm gonna explain some of the different sexual positions and the different organs, different areas of the body that they will tend to favor and work with. And this isn't meant to be like a pornographic demonstration. I'm just having my wife here, Mariah, as a visual model. So you know, the visual helps to understand the different nuances of sexual healing. So missionary type position, obviously she's on her back. Her front line of the body is going to be more exposed. And so, especially if, you know, the more she can adjust her stretch, it's gonna expose more of her organs here. So of course the stomach, so of course the liver. Another part of this is you can place the hands on the body and like consciously direct the energy. So I can place my hands on her liver and you can literally feel like you're having sex with your partner's liver. Liver on the right side, liver, gallbladder, stomach, spleen on the left side. So she can even like adjust her position a bit, you know, kind of stretch that area throughout the lovemaking. And she can focus on breathing the energy into it. I can focus on projecting energy into that area. When she has her arms over her head like this, it really opens up the lungs as well. And if she opens, you know, she really like opens her legs up, opens the hips, it's going to bring more openness into her ovaries, her sexual function as well. And for me as the man, typically with sexual positions, whoever's on the bottom is in the receptive mode. So it's going to be more her receiving the energy and I'm maybe more of an active directing the energy into her mode. But of course I can also be focusing on my own body as well. For example, this position can open up, it depends where I'm at, you know? So this is a great position for me bringing the energy into my kidneys, really focusing on the spinal pathway, bringing the energy up the spine, the glands. And of course she could be placing her hands on various parts of my body, wherever I want to bring the energy as well. And it becomes a mutual exchange. This also is a great position for the heart, not just for heart connection. You're face to face, you can look into your partner's eyes, but her heart can be very exposed here. So I can bring the energy into her heart. I can bring the energy into my heart as well. I can lean back and kind of stretch my spine open and really bring the energy into there. There's also positions where the woman is on her side and I'm in kind of a rear entry position. This is a great position to work with the liver and the stomach. As she's laying on her left side, because she's laying on that side, the pressure is going to help activate the left core channel, which is going to focus on all the organs on this side, spleen, stomach, left kidney, left lung, but especially I feel like the spleen and stomach are a good focus here. And I can also focus on this area, which is right here, her liver. I can place my hands here as we're making love. I can direct the energy into there. And there's a couple of different ways to do this. You can be actively guiding the energy as you're, you know, actively making love, as you're thrusting, building friction. A way that we like to practice as well is where you have a period of active lovemaking and then you pause for a moment. You pause active movement and you simply breathe together, harmonize your breathing. And that's when you focus on circulating the energy. We might take turns. I bring the energy into one area of her body. We both breathe our awareness and our intention. Feel like you're breathing from your genitals, your sexual energy into that area. Bring the orgasmic energy into that area. We may take turns with this, then go back to active lovemaking, build up another sexual charge to then bring somewhere in the body. And if she's laying on her other side, if she's laying on her right side, there's going to be kind of more of an emphasis on the right channel, the right organs, the liver, right kidney, right lung, etc. Everybody's favorite position, certainly mine, doggy style, baby. So this is really exposing her back line of her body. So the kidneys are a major focus of this position for the receiving partner. And there's also this very animalistic, this primal nature to doggy style position. And it's almost like part of that is the kidneys right here are really primarily receiving that energy. Kidneys in Chinese medicine are related to the water element, which is like your primal survival, reproduction, procreation. So it's really like this animalistic physical aspect of our being. And so to really strengthen that aspect, this is a great position for that, as well as, you know, her whole back line, her whole spine can become energized strongly from this practice. Nervous system, glands. And for me, as the man in this position, usually the vertical position places an emphasis on the spine and the spinal pathway. So it's a great position for the man to charge up his spinal pathway, charge up the brain, the pituitary, the pineal gland, and the legs as well. If you're standing up, you can really get this grounding into the earth. So activating these vertical channels of the body, left and right thrusting channel, core channel, and of course, merging the microcosmic orbit into basically creating this thrusting. And it allows me to kind of bring my vertical grounded energy to penetrate her more receptive energy. So this is a very powerful position with a lot of polarity, a lot of opposing dynamics to it. So Yabyum position, this is a common tantra position, is a great one for both of us. This vertical nature of the spine in this position, it tends to favor ascending energy up the spinal current. So both of us not just harmonizing our energy, linking our energy centers, but bringing the energy up the vertical pathway of the spine to really energize the brain, the pituitary gland, the pineal gland. Very spiritual, higher center activating position here, we could say. And you can place your hands on different parts of your partner's body here. There's a lot of access to really wherever you want to touch. You can create a circuit with your hands. And similar in cowgirl position, if I was on my back, she's on top of me, I'm in the more receptive mode, so I can really focus on like stretching back, opening up my front line, bringing energy into my heart, my lungs, the front organs. She can be directing the energy, and as well as her on top, she can be pulling the energy and kind of taking control of how her body's moving and adjusting to receiving my energy. One other subtle nuance as far as the sexual positions are basically front to front positions. So face to face, missionary, that type of position tends to be more harmonizing, more balancing and calming. Whereas front to back type positions, where basically unlike parts of the body are lined up, maybe genitals to mouth, doggy style type position, you know, front to back position has a more polarizing dynamic, much more animalistic, much more exciting and stimulating. So basically you could say front to front is more calming and balancing, front to back more exciting, more stimulating. So just based on what you need at that time, you can use this accordingly. If you tend to be over-stimulated, over-aroused, you have difficulty controlling ejaculation, you should probably focus on front-to-front position. If you feel like you need more arousal, more excitement, more energy, more stimulation, front-to-back positions can be great. And of course, that's going to vary session to session, day to day, and even in different points throughout the session as well. So again, just to recap, I know I dropped a lot in this video, but you know, this is still just the tip of the iceberg of the sexual kung fu system, baby. You spend some time building up arousal, making love with your partner, and you could be focused on bringing the energy to different areas of the body during that, but I recommend taking a point where you stop active stimulation and you just rest. Just relax, calm your mind, calm your body. You get into this, it's almost like a meditation where you and your partner, you can sync up your breathing and then focus on breathing the energy into the area of the body that you want to work with. And again, you could both simultaneously be focusing on an area in your own bodies. You can take turns focusing on, for example, your partner's stomach and then your stomach, and both focusing your awareness and sexual energy into there. And this creates a whole different dynamic of sex. It's not that you have to do this every time, but this again brings this whole different approach and makes it a practice, makes it a cultivation practice with you and your partner that can bring so much healing, intimacy, and pleasure to your life. Hope you enjoyed the video. If you want to go deeper into this training of sexual kung fu, my free ejaculation control course is a great starting point. And if you want to be the first to find out about the live events I'll be teaching at this year, you can sign up for the waitlist. There's a link in the description of this video. Have a great day, my friends.